במציאה פרד דלה משנה ירעב. אין בערב פרס בפרס אפילו חדושם בחדושם ואין צורך לא עם החדושם בישון. Somebody who made up with his friend to sell him a certain amount of fruit or grain from a specific field should not mix together with it fruit or grain from a different field, even if both fields had newer grain. And we don't need to tell you that certainly if you made up with your friend to sell him older grain, you shouldn't mix in newer grain together with it, as older grain is better since it makes more flour. The truth is, somebody who made up with his friend to sell him a milder wine is allowed to mix in a small amount of stronger wine together with it, as that will improve the wine. Ein ma'arvin shimre yayin v'yayin avonoysin lo eshmar. Somebody who made up with his friend to sell him a certain amount of wine is not allowed to mix together with that wine sediment from a different barrel, as that will ruin the wine. But he is allowed to mix together with the wine that he sells his friend a certain amount of sediment from the barrel that the wine was taken from. Mishin is arev mayin v'yayin loyim kareno b'chanos ela imkein hozio. Somebody who mixed water together with his wine should not sell the wine by the cup in a store unless he tells the potential buyer that water was mixed with it, as somebody who buys wine expects that no water was mixed together with the wine. And you should not sell wine mixed with water to a merchant, even if he tells the merchant that water was mixed together with the wine, as the merchant wants to buy this wine to trick people with it, as we are afraid that the merchant is buying this wine at a cheaper price since water was mixed with it, and then he will sell it as pure wine in order to make a greater profit. So therefore, you should not sell this wine to merchants at all. But in a place where the minig is to mix up water together with the wine and to sell it as wine in a store, you are allowed to mix the water together with the wine since the potential buyer know that water had mixed with it. You do not have to tell them that you had mixed water with it. Maseches Lamitzia, Perek, Dalet, Mishnah, Yudbeis, Hatagor, Noisel, Mechamish, Gronos, Benoisel, Mitoich, Megura, Achas. A merchant that is selling grain is allowed to take grain from five different silos. He can buy his grain from five different people and mix the grain together into one basket and sell it as is. Mechamish, Gitos, Benoisel, Mitoich, Pitos, Echa. A merchant that is selling wine could buy wine from five different wine presses and mix the wine together and sell it out of one barrel. The reason being that a person who buys wine or grain from a merchant knows that he buys his merchandise from a number of different people and he knows he is getting mixed produce. As long as the merchant doesn't intentionally mix poor quality wine or grain together with high quality wine or grain and sell it as a high quality wine or grain. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer lo yechalek achem ni kloyos ve'agoz in latinoikos. Rabbi Yehuda said a storekeeper should not hand out parched grain and nuts to children as a way to prompt the parents to buy their merchandise by him. This is considered unfair business practices according to Rabbi Yehuda by giving out things to children to convince the parents to buy by him. The Chachamim allow a storekeeper to do that. That is not considered unfair business practices according to the Chachamim. As if any other storekeepers have complaints, he could tell the other storekeepers they can do the same. They could give out things to children also. Below Yipchos et Ashar v'chachamim aymer zachor l'tov. Rabbi Yehuda said that a storekeeper should not undercut his competitors by selling his merchandise for less than the going rate. This is also unfair business practices, as he will force the other storekeepers also to lower their prices lower than the going rate. And the Chacham argue, they say, this storekeeper should be remembered for good. He is doing a good thing by lowering the price on his merchandise. Lo yavor et agrees in Dibri Abishol v'chachamim matirim. Abishol says, a storekeeper that is selling chopped peas should not sift out the bad ones from the good ones in order to sell the good peas at a higher price than usual. As grisim are normally sold all mixed together, the bad piece together with the good piece, and they are sold for a fixed rate. And by sifting out the bad ones from the good ones, since there is no fixed rate for that, he will sell it at a much higher price than it should go for. So therefore, he shouldn't sift it at all. And the Chacham argue, they say he is allowed to do that, as since he is not tricking anybody, and the person who is buying the sifted piece could figure out for himself how much they should be worth. Umodim shlo yavor me'api megura she'enu ela k'goyne v'zayin. The Chachamim do admit to Abba Shaul that somebody who's selling grain shouldn't sift the top of the basket without sifting the bottom of the basket, as this is only to steal the eye, meaning to fool people, as people will see the top of the basket and it will look like it was sifted and they will pay a higher price without knowing that the bottom of the basket was not sifted. Ein mefarkasin lo es ha'adam v'lo es ha'behema v'lo es ha'kelim. A person shouldn't pretty up and fix up a person that is being sold as an eved, or an animal that is being sold, or kelim utensils that are being sold, as they are fixing it up to make it look nicer than it really is. This is also since they are trying to fool people by making people think they are getting a higher quality product than it really is.